Happy Popular Outcast production.
We're back.
Sorry, I said that.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back from that week hiatus that you took notice of and we did not.
Yep.
Because we were here the whole time. That whole week, we were right here.
Yep.
Just
we don't leave.
Sitting here the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk. We got nothing going on outside of here. Shut down and just stare at each other for a week.
Yep. It's pretty awkward, guys. Not going to lie.
Our strawberries are molding. That's awful.
Yeah. I am too tired for this.
We're idiots.
Welcome to the week of ridiculousness.
It's true. It is true. We yeah. we
Which
are
is a
the
tie
ridic-
on from last week of ridiculousness.
Last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
Last week wasn't that bad. Last episode.
Last week, 10 minutes ago.
What did we? I wrote down what we talked
it was
about.
10 minutes ago. We don't know what we talked about.
Shh. They don't know that.
It was a week ago.
Excellent.
What are you doing, Bill?
What am I doing?
Look at this.
What the fuck am I looking
at? Aislinn's looking
Tyler
at stuff.
Tyler Perry's A Merry Christmas.
Now, look at the last cast member.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy is going to be in the...
Okay, yeah, this is breaking news. Apparently, for one, there's going to be a new Madea movie. Watch out, guys.
Oh.
Number two, Larry the Cable Guy is going to be in it.
Woo!
Yeah.
I know what I'm not going to see.
Me either.
The tagline for the movie is, "Ho, no, she didn't."
Oh, God.
Do people actually enjoy those movies? Are they actually funny?
Oh, no, no, no. They're the same people that enjoyed Grown Ups 2.
Oh.
That's the audience there.
Yeah. I know Larry the Cable Guy does heartburn commercials.
That's funny.
That's about all I know of Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh my God.
Does he say get her done?
Maybe. He drives around in a monster truck and he sells Prilosec or something.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Zantac, Prilosec,
whatever.
I always get Zantac and Xanax mixed up.
Yeah.
That's very different.
Not quite the same thing.
I mean,
thing.
Not like
Close.
In my cupboard
I was
at
gonna say,
home.
Like, I really got some heartburn. Now I don't even care that I have heartburn.
Exactly. No, I just, hearing the names, I'm like, wait, which is the one for anxiety?
Zantac!
God, look at those fucking sound waves. Those are some big sound waves there.
Oh, God.
We made some loud noises.
You just made me drool grape juice all over the place.
Yes.
You're drinking grape juice. Yes.
No, but I was eating a grape, Ashley, and I drooled it all over the place.
Oh. I thought you were comparing your wine
no.
to juice.
No, that's wine, not grape juice.
This is a church.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
Oh, so we were going to talk about local
Craigslist.
Oh, God.
Killer.
Oh, God.
The new Craigslist couple killer.
Which is sad,
fucking,
but true. Like, real life natural born killers.
Seriously.
Yeah, this is some messed up
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there was...
Well, here's the thing. Maybe it did happen in our area, but they weren't local people, so
can
fuck
I have
them.
Half of that cookie?
You can have the whole cookie.
I don't want a whole cookie.
Oh, yeah.
You can have half... Oh, okay, whatever.
Okay, have your cookie.
So, yeah, what happened yeah, was...
I'll take that.
You probably heard about it maybe last week if you...
If you
on,
live
like,
in the central Pennsylvania.
Well, no, because it was on
MSNBC News.
Yes, Gawker did an article.
Oh, no shit.
It went huge.
MSNBC, it was on the front page yesterday.
The Blaze did an article on it.
I don't know what the Blaze is.
That's
that
like
is.
The right wing.
I don't fucking internet. I Facebook.
Yeah, but, Gawker. Gawker.
I don't know what Gawker is.
It's like
either.
A gossip. It's like a gossip page, but fuck, dude. They had a goddamn article about it. Which was just insane to me.
Man.
Yeah.
If
couple.
Yeah, if you didn't hear what happened, a couple, a man and a woman,
who just got married.
Yeah. They just got married like 3 months ago.
Was it 3 months or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I thought it was 3 weeks before it happened.
The Daily Item story said it was their 3 week anniversary.
Yeah.
I thought it was the guy's birthday.
It was his birthday that they that they murdered the guy on.
Okay. Basically, they got in a car. He strangled the guy while she stabbed him like 20 times repeatedly.
Well, she met the guy. Well, the original. It started
rewind.
Out. Yeah.
Let's go back to the setup.
Go back to the beginning.
Beginning.
Girl and guy get married.
Sorry. Natural born killers, love at first sight.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened.
I read a good article. He was married to some lady before, or like dating and had a kid with this chick who they met. The murderess chick, her name was Miranda. Let's just call her Miranda. So they meet Miranda, who just moved into their area, and Miranda becomes friends with this couple, and apparently Miranda was crazy. She was really into sex, and she was very sexual and always going to sex shops.
The 18-year-old?
This was the girl. She 18?
She was this 18? Girl, the bride,
okay.
is 18.
Okay, so yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Then the couple splits up, and the husband or boyfriend of this couple ends up dating this Miranda chick.
Who has a kid to another dude.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pregnant or something. Yeah. Yeah, because her and the other girl gave birth like right around the same time, the article said. So they both had kids. So anyway, Miranda ends up with this guy. I can't remember what his name was. It's like something weird. It's like,
we should pull it up.
Elliot?
It's just spelled
weird. It's spelled weird. So Elliot and Miranda now are a couple. They decide to move to Pennsylvania. They're staying with friends of his. And
what, was it in like Seals Grove that they were staying or
New
something?
Berlin.
New Berlin?
New Berlin was where the friend lived. Miranda gets on Craigslist, puts an ad out for companionship. Like, she's a companion to older men.
Yeah, she's an escort. Which, well, her escort price that I saw was fucking cheap.
It was like, it was like $800.
She said sometimes, got $850 for like one encounter.
Yeah,
but that is a fucking cheap escort.
But this Elliot guy's like,
supposedly wasn't a sex escort.
No, it wasn't sex. It was just conversation.
Yeah, that's how all escorts are advertised.
He described it as his
because prostitution's illegal in the state.
Described it at isn't it illegal in like every state?
No, not Nevada.
Oh,
thank you, Las Vegas.
Anyway. Where was I going? Oh, yeah, the husband described it as lovely conversation.
No, delightful.
Delightful. I'm
sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yes, Elliot ends up... originally, it happened that Miranda got arrested, and she admitted to it, and now, like, just yesterday, it came out that he was hiding in the backseat.
The husband was hiding in the backseat of the car.
He strangles the guy that they meet from Craigslist.
And she stabbed him 20 times out of self-defense because he was fondling her private areas.
She said he groped her and she took a knife from between the front seats and stabbed him after he put his hand around her throat.
You do not stab somebody 20 times in self-defense. Somebody will back off after you stab them once.
And here's the fun part. Then they went to the hardware store to get everything to clean it up.
Yeah.
And then dumped the body in a back alley.
Side note.
Went to a strip club.
To celebrate
his
birthday.
To celebrate his birthday. And then just stayed in town.
Yeah. The body was dumped like 3 blocks from where the Christmas party was.
Wow. Catawissa, right?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
The article that I read said that the next day they went and sat in a car and watched the police.
They got married on October 22nd.
Shit. Yeah, so crazy. They killed.
Yeah, this
the guy
happened.
For nothing.
This didn't happen like recently though. This happened a little while ago. Like they just caught them, didn't they?
Yeah, it happened when 2 months ago.
It happened in November.
November 11th.
Yep. Wait. There you go. Yep. Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's. Yeah, it's on the other side of your water bottle.
Oh, they made a wish.
11/11.
Shut up, Bill. Oh, his body was found on November 12th in an alley in Sunbury.
Mm-hmm.
They describe it about 100 miles northwest of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows where Sunbury is. And also, nobody knows where Harrisburg is either.
Sunbury is not only 100 miles from Philly, is it?
No.
I was going to say, it takes like 3 hours to get to Philly.
No, it's not even close. But this is from TheGuardian.com. But yeah, it's freaking...
they're either really, really wanted to get caught because all of the phone messages and stuff, like, they found her because, like, all of the phone messages are from her.
Yeah,
so all they had to do was pick up the guy's phone because he still had it on him.
And they've got them on video, like, buying the shit that they use to, like, cover up the murder.
And, like, they have, like, texts back and forth between the two of them. And they stayed in town and dumped their body in, like, an alley.
Yeah. And but the next, it said that the next day they went back and were watching the cops, like, clean up the situation. Like, they sat in a car and watched the police. Yeah, like
they had to have, like, they had to have wanted to get caught because you can't. Who is this dumb?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
how do you not take the guy's cell phone, especially if you freaking called him?
Here's the scariest part. These two idiots have children.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going to become of the kids now? Because apparently the father of the woman's child is not in the picture. So where does that come from?
Where was
now?
The kid in all of this?
I don't probably know. Staying with the at the house that they were staying at, maybe in New Berlin.
Well, it's like a newborn.
Oh shit! I don't know.
Like, it's a young kid.
I think he's like one or two.
Yeah,
like, I don't know about newborn.
I don't know. Well, it's disgusting.
He's fairly young.
Not
yeah,
young it's... enough to be staying home by himself while his parents.
You'd be
go...
surprised at some of the trash in this area that leave like their infants home alone.
People really do that shit.
Long enough. Well,
there
apparently,
was a woman a couple years ago in Sunbury left her infant child like alone in the middle of her bed, surrounded by pillows, while she went down to the Peppermint to have a few drinks.
Oh my good God!
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Like, neighbors heard the baby crying, and the police like showed up, and the mother was down at the bar. Like, I think she lived above the bar or like in an apartment next to the bar. Yeah, she's like, I wasn't gone that long. I just went to have a couple drinks. It's like, you left a fucking infant alone. Oh, you are not God. Responsible. No. You're not responsible enough to have a child. Give it to someone else.
I think they did take the child. At least for a while.
Yeah.
People are
I'm sure she
dumb.
Got it back. That's the most disgusting part about situations like that. Eventually, you'll get the kid back.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Ugh.
What was the other local news thing?
Oh, it was that wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Line Mountain decided, which is actually... the high school I graduated from. Yay. Yeah.
Backwoods area. Nah, not huge classes.
Let's just say the first day of hunting season, it's not uncommon for teachers to look the other way if you're not there.
Yeah. I know some school districts give kids off for the first day of hunting season.
Yeah.
Line Mountain does.
It's so ridiculous. But anyway, so a girl who is in seventh grade... mm-hmm. wanted to wrestle, and she had been wrestling before, and she actually wrestled in, like, the elementary and whatever, like, with the boys, and all of a sudden she goes...
You can't see this, but we're nodding along in acknowledgement to Ashley's story.
Okay.
And, we're not just ignoring her.
Yeah. And she wanted to wrestle when she wanted to continue wrestling when she got into seventh grade, and the... somebody stepped in and was like no, you can't wrestle because you're a girl,
like, this is inappropriate, they're gonna touch you, and you know,
in their
he actually used
the words in their sensual areas.
It's like,
you can't wrestle, a boy and a girl can't wrestle because, like, wrestling involves touching in their sensual areas. These are seventh graders. They don't have sensual areas. And you shouldn't be describing that as an adult.
You'd
talking about children.
Yes, that is
that is
the problem.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
To you, those aren't sensual areas.
And
those are...
why does it matter if the boys are touching each other or if they're touching
a
girl?
And, that's
I mean, they're not, like, groping. Those are wrestling holds.
Yeah,
like, that's how wrestling
is. They do some really weird shit in wrestling, though.
They
like,
do. And a lot
jam
of...
jam their fingers and their
butts butt,
and stuff. Like, I've watched it. I used to train for... like, I was
they should probably just not do that, because that's a violation to anybody.
But,
But...
but yeah, what's the difference if they do it to a guy or if they do it to
and
a girl?
They're making such a big deal out of this, but...
it went to court. Like, her parents are suing the school.
Yeah, they are.
Because of this.
It was at, like, a Supreme Court or something, right?
Yeah,
isn't
it's
that what...
going on to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, wow. I read the story on the Daily Item website, and somebody from... their name was, like... Shemokin Resident 1 or something. Like, something really stupid like that commented on. It's like... you know, these parents are just trying to get attention, you know, at their child's expense. You know, girls shouldn't be wrestling. Just let it go. And I'm like,
girls wrestle.
Fuck you. Yeah. Like, this is
in every other school district.
Seriously,
in
this is one of the last school districts where girls are not wrestling throughout high school.
You don't have a case.
No. And there's a lot of like equal opportunity things. I want to say the it's not the NAACP, but it's what is it? The Pennsylvania Athletic Association. Is that what it is? The PAA or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, sounds right. Triple A or something like that.
Yeah, they want to step in and be like, yo, this is
you're
what's
messed up.
Right.
But, yeah, it's going to court. It's wasting all this time and money. Just let the girl fucking wrestle. What does it matter? You're one of the last school districts that is making a big fucking deal out of this. And if this girl can wrestle, the other girls on the other teams will have someone to wrestle because, yeah, they're allowed on the team, but a lot of times they don't get to go out to the mat because people are weird about them, like, getting touched by the boys.
It was okay when, so, when I was graduating, there was a girl in my graduating class that was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that she was on the team was because the coach was, like, her uncle or something.
Sure.
Because, and the only reason she was there was because she would always get a forfeit. Because she would go in a weight class where nobody else was wrestling. Mm. And that's the only reason she was on. And the one time, they thought that they were going to take a forfeit, and she had to wrestle. She fucking kicked ass.
Yeah.
She did. She beat him. And she did it very well.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, when you're wrestling, like, a man and a woman, they both have very different centers of gravity. Men can, you know, use their force or whatever, but that's not what wrestling is supposed to be at, be about. You're supposed to use, like, different moves to, like, finesse and, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's almost artistic, but, like, they're acting as though, like, women are too weak to be able to do this.
If you're in the same weight class, you're in the same weight class.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so freaking messed up.
But yeah, I knew a couple girls when I was in high school that I was sort of friends with that wrestled for Mifflinburg, and they were fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, they had medals and trophies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't see why this is such an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe it even went to court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that, like, bothers me. Like, Line Mountain is freaking poor.
PIAA. Sorry.
PIAA. They're so poor. Like, they just had to shut down, like, two more schools. They have issues.
Yeah, and they're spending
with, like,
all
spending,
this
yeah.
on court costs.
They have issues with, like, the freaking high school that they need to expand because they don't have enough space for all the students as is. And then they're spending all this money on court costs.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, like, why even go to court? Why not just be like,
let the damn girl
you know,
wrestle.
Okay, we don't really have the money to do this. We're kind of spending taxpayers' money.
Well, it's important that they're right and that this girl be put in her place.
Yeah, and that just goes to show, like, this is such a closed-minded, and I don't mind saying this because I went there and they're a bunch of assholes, but they're a closed-minded school.
Wow.
Very closed-minded. Like, there's so much racism and shit going on. Like, it's just sexism, racism, and, like, just right-wing jerks, most of them. Like, not everybody, but they're just making themselves out to be idiots.
Yeah,
giant ridiculous. Idiots.
That really is.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
We're past this now. There's women fighting in the UFC now. Like, just freaking let girls wrestle.
There's women in the army putting their lives on the line right next
You're
to the
okay
men.
With
like,
women going and fighting for your country and dying for your country, but, oh, well. We can't let her wrestle. With
boys. We can't have a guy's elbow in her crotch. Like,
yeah. I mean, God forbid somebody gropes up her boobs.
Yeah.
She doesn't, she doesn't really care. And
it's not like when she's wrestling somebody, like,
no,
and a guy, like, touches her somewhere, she's like, oh, he was doing that on purpose. That.
There was actually,
you know, you're gonna be, like,
not to say that there's probably not some of that.
That does go on, and that was actually what I was about to say.
It's kind of part of the territory. Like, man or woman wrestling, you're gonna get your bits touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are lines, and what you should be teaching the boys is that there are lines. There are lines that you don't cross,
regardless of the gender of your opponent.
Yeah, and, like, there was the guy in either my class or this other girl that I was talking with. I'm friends with her. She went to Line Mountain, too. Either one of our classes, she was telling me about the one wrestling match. The one guy, like, was making a freaking fool out of this girl. like acting like he was humping her and stuff and like making a giant ass out of her and just being a total dick. You think anybody said a word?
Are you serious? Like, nobody's, while they were wrestling?
While they were wrestling, while they were on the mat, they were wrestling in a match.
And
he fucking did that. And like,
and if she were to like fight back, like she would get penalized for using illegal moves.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it illegal for him to be acting like he's fucking humping her out on the damn mat? Lion
Mountain.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, this is shit that people are like, well, that couldn't have happened. No, it fucking happens. Like, you get enough people around that all have the same ideas on like women's rights and voila.
Yeah.
Wow. Nobody says a word. And nobody thinks, like, nobody even bats an eye.
Well, that's what she gets for thinking she can play with the boys.
Yeah, exactly. It's disgusting.
That's completely disgusting. The attitude that, sadly, these people have with that. And,
You don't want to think that, like, it's that backwards there, but there are places.
And it's
that backwards.
Pointed this out last night. He said, in one of his chats with, she brought up the fact that, you know, I had no idea the South came so far north.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yep.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, one of our senior pranks, they actually took down our American flag and put up a Confederate flag.
Honey, you're above the Mason-Dixon. Just stop.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what? Where are we?
We were not Confederate territory.
Where are we? Like, this is Pennsylvania. We actually were on the, you know, we're in the Union.
Yeah.
You're in the North, sweetie.
I actually feel lucky of the school that I got to go, not got to go to, but the school that I went to, like, wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that, like, people like me or Kelsey came out normal.
Right?
You know, like that we came out with actual decent.
And Bill,
norms.
Bill.
Yeah, and you Bill, went, you I'm would, sorry. I'm sorry.
That was the school that you used to talk about. You got beat up by one of your teachers or something, didn't you? Not beat up by, but like, right. Yeah, that's just fucking wrong.
I got kicked out of a classroom once because I wouldn't dissect a frog.
And they kicked you out.
They kicked me out of the classroom, and they told me that it was an option, and I didn't have to do it, and I wouldn't get like a lesser grade. And I was like, I don't mind doing all the homework and things like that.
Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable dissecting a frog. I don't.
We had options with dissection. At the time, the internet was kind of, you know, brand new territory when we started dissection. There was a website you could dissect a frog online.
Well, that's what they told me I could
do.
You
could write a report about the frog's different systems. And then as I went on, if you didn't want to do the actual dissection, you had the option of people would give you parts of things and you would make them into thin enough pieces to put it on a slide for a microscope to look at. So I did that when we dissected cats.
You dissected cats?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do frogs. We did fetal pigs, though, in our school.
Yeah. We did. Oh,
they
God.
Did a pig in, like, the advanced class.
This, yeah, it was in AP bio that we did the the cats. We did cats. As a class, we did a cow heart. In individual groups, we did pig hearts.
Yeah, and I don't care what the freaking teacher told me. They were like, oh, they all died of natural causes. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, that's
somebody
a lie.
Went out and freaking found a bunch of dead frogs.
Yeah.
No, these are lab-raised frogs that they freaking...
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the cats we got were a shelter.
Probably euthanized. No, yeah.
We had one that was
actually
full of worms. So.
That
seriously.
Like, that I probably wouldn't have been morally... objecting to, but I still wouldn't have been able to do it.
No, I was like, dude, I've got cats. I can't cut open
I
a cat.
Have been
fucking,
able to
it wakes
I don't,
me
yeah,
out.
I don't think I could have done a cat. Like, that would have been
I mean,
weird. I guess I did the pig. I don't really remember a whole lot from high school.
The worst thing,
the truth,
like,
but...
it wouldn't have been such a bad thing, but, like, animals that you dissect are so stiff.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
to,
just
like
weird.
You have to pin them down, and it's just like their joints don't articulate.
Yeah,
and it's, just,
it's definitely weird.
That was...
It's like I think when I was doing the pig, I almost looked at it as something like fake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was just like rubbery and ugh.
Yeah, my big thing was I'm like, science has come how far? Why do we have to dissect it to learn about it?
Wow,
it's hands-on experience.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I didn't care for it either.
You.
I just couldn't do it. I can't.
It's part of the thing, though. Like, if you want to go into, like, a medical field, you got to cut shit open.
No, I wasn't planning on doing that.
But they're... So. Oh, my God. Have you seen they're doing, like, the artificial cadavers now?
Yeah, yes, those are neat.
I did see that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
There is some crazy shit going on in science.
Science, you are my friend.
Science is awesome.
Science is cool. Like, I understand, like, that obviously it needs done by some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not the person, like, to do it.
I would prefer if, you know, my doctor had practice on dead people before they practice on
me. Absolutely, yes. And I believe that that is necessary.
Yeah.
I'm not okay if they had to kill the person in order to do it.
No, they're all like...
No, I know that
you have to sign a release.
Yeah. Donated cadavers and things like that. I saw Scrubs. I know what's going on. I got this.
Because Scrubs is so realistic.
Actually... Scrubs has been noted to be the most accurate medical show on television ever.
I actually don't doubt it.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
I've never watched it, so I don't know. Yeah,
it's really funny, actually.
I like it.
It's really good.
I like Zach Braff, the
show
so.
That I watched that you hate, so.
That's true.
Big Bang Theory.
You guys
suck. It's a funny show.
Whatever.
Dylan from Serving Ice says hello to you all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dylan.
Did you do that because we're recording, Dylan? No.
He did not.
Look at him trying to get his name in here.
He likes when we name drop him and his podcast and say nice things.
I like Dylan.
So Serving Ice.
Kidding. Don't get find panties them. In a bunch.
Yeah, Serving Ice is a pretty good podcast. Although I did listen to the most recent episode and they talked for the whole episode about two things that I don't like.
I Alex don't even Jones know who Alex the Juggalos Jones is, are, but so, I found that fucking hilarious.
It was good. Juggalos and Insane Clown Posse, which I just don't understand and I just think is fucking stupid, ridiculous. Yeah. And Alex Jones, who's a fucking wacko.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is, but I'm like, this sounds hilarious. And the fact that it's making Justin just so angry talking
like,
about
I'm
it.
Like, I'm totally, like, on Justin's side throughout the whole episode. I listened to the whole thing, but I'm like, yeah, I know where Justin's coming from. It's cool.
Cool. There's helicopters circling the building. Obama's got the documents.
No idea.
Going on?
It is a good, it's don't a good know. Podcast, though, so you guys should listen to it.
Find them.
It won't be hard to find them. Just go to our website.
Yeah. PopularOutcast.com. All of them. And my favorite, my most exciting Let's Get Twihearted is now a podcast.
It's coming back and it's its own thing.
I'm so excited.
Wow. Which, fuck you, dear, for not giving me any credit in that decision. I was the one pushing him for it to be its own podcast.
That was
and he's
good
like,
idea.
Oh, but then... You know, that's more time, da 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 da. And I was like, yeah, but people stopped listening because it wasn't part of your podcast. I mean, obviously, you know, not to shit on you guys, but they're not listening for your podcast. They're listening for Let's Get Twihearted.
We should probably do a little bit of nobody backstory on that because I don't, do our listeners even know about that? Let's Get Twihearted on the podcast?
Could you hear that in the
So, listeners, like, our, what would it be, the father podcast? The parent, Podfather cast.
The parent.
God, I can't fucking spell.
The parent Twi podcast.
Hard dead. Okay, we got, sorry.
The popular outcast.
The partner podcast.
The no, parent like
the
podcast.
Parent podcast. Ah. Popular outcasts. They did a segment initially where they basically listened, well, Jeff listened to Twilight on audiobook.
Dude, such a fucking masochist, I tell you what.
And then made comments on it. What it ended up being that like, he would just actually like pretty much read the whole chapter towards the end, which is hilarious point. Because you know they do it in the voices and Jeff's character voices are pretty goddamn funny.
And then like Bill and Mike and
Laurent.
Laurent.
His by the way, French accent is hilarious.
Funny, but I do feel kind of bad accidentally like typing your name out
calling
as
Laurent. Me
Laurent.
Hey, that's all right. I don't care. I just picture myself speaking in Jeff's terrible French like
accent.
Yeah,
got, like,
hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bill.
But
Jesus.
Anyway, no, it started out as just a summary of the chapters and like his take on them and Bill and Mike and potential guests reacting to it, and then it became where Jeff would act out like chapters of Twilight, and it would take up like an entire episode of
which
popular
it deserved
outcast.
To have its own
and
episode.
It did. It was a funny thing. It was good. People liked it, and then it went away because he finished the first
Twilight.
Book. He felt like Twilight was no longer relevant. It was taking up too much of the podcast. They weren't doing their own things. You guys can find out all this information on other episodes of Popular Outcast or Jeff in Motion.
They talk about it.
Plug those.
Well, no. Okay.
But, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, listen to those as well.
Yeah. So now we got a new one. The Let's
yes.
Get Twihearted.
After, you know, ratings dropped a little bit after Let's Get Twihearted stopped, and they spiked when I came on to talk about 50 Shades of Grey.
Which was awesome as well.
I've heard that. That was fun times. I enjoyed that very much. So, you know, it got, you know, the discussion going, you know, should we bring back Twihearted? And, Jeff did like an honest, you know, tell me what you think on Jeff in Motion. And he got like a response from a guy he didn't know. So he was like, okay, well, that kind of settles it. You know, someone who has no reason to try to kiss my ass on this subject is like, yes, do this thing. I quit listening because you stopped doing this thing.
Shit. Yeah, guy actually said that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So now it's becoming its own thing. The first episode was released. It's just a teaser. It's talking about, you know, we're bringing this back. Here's the preface of New Moon, and I'll see you next month. It's going to be a monthly podcast, one chapter at a time. It's, I feel like you guys should probably do it a little closer together than that, but I know recording and whatnot, because it's going to take forever to finish this, and I just feel like people are going to lose interest.
Oh, yeah. Dude, one month at a time, one chapter.
And maybe it won't be 1 month at a time. Maybe it'll be, like, one to two per month, depending on how you guys are... I don't know. It's not my decision. Not my fucking podcast.
Come on, Jeff. We need more than one a month.
But apparently, you know, the... I'm in the know on a lot of things, because, you know, I'm with one of the podfathers.
You're with.
But apparently, you know, fellow host of Me and My Depression, Nick Rehack, listened in and sat in on the first one, and he was so excited. He's like, man, you know, I can't wait to start listening to this in January. Jeff's like, oh, well, actually, the first new one that you won't hear won't release till February. He's like, you're fucking killing me, man. I gotta wait 2 months? Yeah.
I listened to the preface, mm-hmm. and Nick was really good. Like, I very much enjoyed, like, his comments, too, because he didn't know anything about it or something, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd never listened to it.
Which surprises me, because, like, he knows you guys. I thought he listened to the podcast. Like,
I don't know
maybe
why,
he skipped
he didn't,
the Twilight part.
The ones.
That's I skipped over that's all funny. The Twihearted.
Why would you do that? It's so funny.
Them, got, I don't know,
you guys are grouping those together and re-releasing them, like, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing it as an audiobook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I always got a huge kick out of it. Just listening to the two other guys that didn't, you know, read it on audiobook.
Yeah. Like,
it was hilarious.
I thought it was very funny. I don't know.
I know at the very least, Bill had seen the Twilight with the riff tracks. I don't know what how much experience Mike Bennett had with it before hearing.
I'm sure he saw it and loved all of it. No, I literally have no
idea. Janaea made him watch it.
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure she hates Twilight too.
I liked the books. I'm one of those losers that actually.
Yeah,
and that's fine. You're allowed to like what you want.
I shouldn't say that they weren't bad. They were an easy read, and it was entertaining. Mm-hmm. The movies were fucking horrible. Like, they go along with the book, but the acting, like, I can't even fucking...
You know what?
I can't even freak out.
I have started... because I watched it here and there when it was, like, actually being released on TV, but I've gone back and I've started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the beginning.
Oh, that was a good show.
Edward
that was fun.
Is such... Like, the way Robert Pattinson portrays Edward in the movies, it's such a cheap ripoff of David Boreanaz as Angel, and I'm like watching this, I'm like, he is trying too hard to be Angel. This is ridiculous.
I didn't make that connection, but
because
totally
David Boreanaz pulls it off as like, you know, like the genuine broody kind of thing, where like Robert Pence is just trying too hard, man.
No, that was just awful. It was just awful. The actors in the comedy movie, I think it was called Vampires Suck. The actors in that movie were 10 times better and better looking than the people that were in the real Twilight movies.
Have you seen the really, really, really low budget ripoff called Taint Light?
No.
Oh,
Taint Light? Oh my God.
What?
It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is, but instead of sparkling, like, bubbles came out of their crotch.
Oh my God.
Like, you only saw them from, like, the waist up, and they would be in the sunlight looking like they're having an orgasm, and you just see these bubbles, like, coming up like someone's got a bubble machine between their legs.
Somebody actually does have a bubble machine.
And it was so low budget, and I don't think it was very long.
Oh my God.
But, seriously, Taint Light, look it up.
I will. Light. I actually will. Yeah, Vampire Suck was pretty funny.
I saw Vampire Suck. It was really funny.
And yeah, like, the actors and actresses in it looked more like what I would picture, like, after reading the books, like, they looked more like what you would picture the fucking characters actually looking like. Like, Robert Pattinson, I don't think he's even good looking.
I think he's really ugly.
Yeah, I don't think he's good looking.
I didn't think he was attractive until, like, he talked normal. Like, I saw him on Ellen, and he's British.
That's just because it's a British accent. Every guy with a British accent's hot. Just because of their
No, they're not. There
just
plenty,
because of their accents.
Plenty of unattractive British people.
They're not.
We talked about that on the other episode.
When he was not in character as Edward, I found him to be a more appealing and aesthetically pleasing person.
See, and I can't because I know that he dated Kristen Stewart.
I think that was all publicity, honestly.
For how long? Like, how could you put up with that fucking miserable girl for that long? Like,
he didn't.
That girl has got to be the most miserable person on the planet.
Didn't she fuck, like, Darren Aronofsky or something like that?
No, I don't fucking know.
I forget. Who was it?
I just think she just looks and acts miserable and uncomfortable. Like, she just...
That's why they broke up?
Yeah. I couldn't stand the movies just because of the way she fucking tried to act. Like, she doesn't act in the movies like... the way she's really kind of portrayed in the books. Like, she tries, but she just doesn't do it. Yeah, I get uncomfortable watching the movie.
According to
Twilight,
she really did portray it in the books exactly like she did in the movie.
I don't think so. I don't think she did a good job. Like, in the books, Bella's, like, goofy and just insecure. And in the movies, she just...
I don't know. I just went back and listened to the very first Let's Get Twilight when you guys were still deciding on a name. To name it, Let's Get Twilighted or One Night in Fangkok. I'm glad you went with Twilighted.
Yeah, I like that one too.
One Night in Fangkok.
But anyway, enough.
One Night in Bangkok was about chess, damn it. It wasn't anything sexual.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. Anyway.
But no. According to the first episode of Let's Get Twilighted, Bella is just a fucking miserable person.
Well,
for
she's.
The first chapter.
She's kind of a bitch,
but it's raining, and I don't like rain.
Right,
I like sunny. I don't like sun.
There's too
the
many
fuck
trees
do you
here.
Like, Bella?
You guys were playing. They were playing that up, though. I don't know.
I'm sure.
It's a stupid teeny bopper book series.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I'm not gonna deny
it was
that.
Written for like.
It was written for teeny bopper.
Right.
Yeah. And for the
insecure girls,
middle-aged women.
Yeah.
Well, I was a middle-aged woman when I read it.
You're
I was a middle-aged,
middle-aged
woman.
Middle-aged? What?
Shut up.
I'm totally middle-aged.
No,
what,
not.
Are you gonna die at 60? What is your problem?
I'm 36. That's close enough to 40 that, if I
die,
in my mid-70s.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's gonna die. We're all gonna
I'm never
vampires
dying.
And live forever.
I am a vampire.
Going to die, man.
That's why I defend Twilight, because I'm a vampire.
You joined this podcast. You
well, I mean,
you
are pale.
I am very
we
pale.
Are all pale.
Yeah, we're all pale.
We're
what
all
are you talking about?
We're a lot
Shit.
Of pale.
Two redheads Shit. And a blonde in a room.
not a natural redhead.
Oh, yeah, I guess no. You're not, huh? Nope. You're brown. You're a brown head.
Yep.
She's a brunette.
Well, you look better as a redhead.
I do. I don't like my natural hair color. That's why I dye it.
Yeah.
And not dye. D-I-E-T. E-Y-E space I-T.
Yeah, you don't need the I-E-T
part. In case we didn't
part.
Get that.
Yeah. In case you don't know, in case this is your first episode...
Aislinn doesn't need to go on a diet.
Oh God, no.
Oh,
not really? Actually,
yes.
Where are
my
we at?
To take a
oh
pee,
God.
Pee break.
No. Okay.
Sorry. So we get to talk about Lauren when she leaves.
Yes, you can.
I got nothing though.
Nah, not really, man.
Freaking cat.
Yeah.
What is the cat?
She's sleeping on the back of the chair in your room.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
No.
I'm okay with that.
God, why are we talking about where the cat is?
I don't know.
We're fucking boring. Why are you people listening to us?
I have no idea. God. I wonder all the time.
Go do something fun.
Ow. Way to go.
I totally forgot, and I'll wait till Lauren comes back for this, but I promised listeners, anybody who cared that reads the comments on our Facebook page, that I was going to tie up the mother-in-law cell phone story. I was gonna finish that,
really?
And I forgot to do that last episode, so I'm sorry you waited 2 weeks to hear this, like all one of you that probably even cared. But like, Lauren just needs to hurry up and pee so she can come back and I can do this. Don't you do that. I will fucking stab you. I've got a pen.
She's got a pen in her hand. She's going to stab
got this
me.
Awesome leopard print pen that I got from the Twisty Freeze, but you
Why
can't really...
Why are you people listening? We're describing a pen.
Shut up. I'm killing time. It's an awesome pen. Why? I like my leopard print clicky pen. Click yeah.
Jeff's going to kill you for that.
No, he won't.
It's not chewing.
It's not chewing.
Yeah, I'm not to the microphone. I have actually eaten very little.
I was moving her microphone while she was chewing.
I kept moving it back. I didn't even notice he was moving it.
That's funny. Oh, you guys.
We were talking about Borat the other day at work.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hated it.
I was pretty entertained by it. I saw it in theaters once. Yeah. I mean, that was enough. I didn't see Bruno. I really had no interest in seeing that after watching Borat. I'm not a huge Sacha Baron Cohen fan.
Yeah.
No, the Ali G show or anything.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, it's the MTV humor, you know, the Jackass, the...
I'm not an end.
The Ali G,
yeah.
The Jet... I heard, no, Punked. There we go. Not into that scene. It's not my bag, baby.
I liked MTV when they actually played music.
Right? Oh my God. No, but you were gone. I promised some people on the Facebook page that I would tie up the mother-in-law's lost cell phone story
episode. Yeah.
And I forgot. So
do it.
You guys found out it was confirmed that this like 10-year-old girl had my mother-in-law's cell phone. She took it from the church. My mother-in-law unthinkingly, very trustingly left it out in the open, and somebody kifed it, and she figured out where it was through the use of iCloud, which if you have an iPhone, seriously, sign up for an iCloud account. It will save your life if you ever lose your phone. Found out where it was, talked to the parent of the child who took it. They arranged a meetup to get the phone back. The girl and her mom show up at the church because my mother-in-law, she's the leader, the head of like the youth ministry at the church. So she's there like Sunday through Thursday is her work week. So they showed up like Tuesday to bring the phone back, and, you know, the mother urged the girl. She's like, you know, do it, go. And didn't even look at my mother-in-law. Just kind of handed the phone to her. Was like, yeah, sorry. And the mother just looked at her like, are you fucking serious? Like, we just gave her the look like, we talked about this. We went over this. Like, she didn't say anything. She just looked at her like, you're the worst.
Well,
pretty much. And the mother goes... She says she picked it up with her doll clothes on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, the mother doesn't believe this story. And my mother-in-law's keys, also church keys, went missing like a week or two prior. And she thinks it may have been the same person, but she cannot confirm or deny that.
Right.
But, I mean, keys are replaceable. You know, it's a couple bucks trip to the hardware store. So she got her phone back. It was dead, of course, because it had been 2 days. And when Jeff was trying to locate it, for anyone who hasn't tried to find their iPhone, you can activate it so that even if it's on silent, it will make like a submarine radar kind of like ping thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if it's on silent or whatever, it will make a loud ass noise. And Jeff set it up so that the only way to like turn off the noise would be to call him. So there were like 20 calls to Jeff's phone that never went through because the girl's like frantically at church with her father trying to shut off this loud noise.
Oh my God.
And to shut it off, it's calling Jeff's phone, but every time it would start to dial, she would cancel it. But somehow she was able to call her house from the cell phone, which why she would do that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, her house phone number showed up in the recent calls list, and like, yeah, Jeff locked it down so she couldn't use it like at all.
Yeah.
He's not even sure how she was able to make the call to the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, and he put a message on the screen like, if you found this phone, please return to Robin Kunkel, loving mother and leader of youth ministry, like Christian, blah, blah, blah. Oh, just this huge guilt trippy message that showed up on the home screen. And
that's awesome.
So, yeah, like the girl gave it back, you know, said a half-assed apology, which was clearly not what she rehearsed with her mother, who was utterly embarrassed at just the gall of her child. And, you know, it's between them. Robin is not telling anyone at the church, but she did, she sent out a mass email when she was looking for her phone to, like, all the other youth ministers and church parishioners, like, hey, I lost my phone. You know, I think I lost it in this area of the church at this time of day, on this day. If you see it or if you, you know anyone who has seen it, let me know. And she didn't get anything back from that. And I think... I don't know 100% for sure, but I think she sent a follow-up email saying, hey, it ended up my phone was stolen. I'm not getting into the details, but keep a closer eye on your things. If you have anything important or valuable or irreplaceable, you know, keep it locked up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she her phone stays, like, in her pocket or in her purse now, and if it's not on her person, she locks her office at work.
Yeah.
So very unfortunate that, you know, one of your own fucking youth
from your freaking church.
Yeah.
Like, these are the kids that are going to church.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So there's the end to that story. I know you guys were on edge for 2 weeks about this, but not so thrilling ending. Phone came back in good condition as far as she can tell.
Thankfully.
She doesn't think anything was deleted. Jeff locking out the phone may have deleted her text messages, but, you know, big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Worst things could have happened. The girl could have, like, dumped the phone in the trash can and not thought twice about it.
She could have thrown it anywhere, you know?
Like, yeah, like, just thrown it in the fucking bushes outside the church where it got rained on and destroyed.
Right.
And Robin's not up for a contract renewal for about a year and a half.
Oh.
So she would have had to have paid, like, $400 out of pocket if she wanted another iPhone.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully she got it back. That's all that matters. And now that she knows that little girl's a thief and keep an eye on her.
Friggin' kids.
Yeah. Well,
how do you not, like, well, I guess she's only, what, 10, did you 10. Say?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know that, hey, iPhones are freaking equipped with one of those.
And she probably...
She's 10, so she probably doesn't know that.
She didn't even think, like, beyond, oh, hey, look, a phone. Nobody's around. I can have a phone now. She didn't think beyond, like, oh, this belongs to someone. I'm going to fuck up someone's day if I take this.
Yeah. God, I would think that at 10, you would freaking know better, though. I mean, seriously.
Well, of course you would know
all
better.
All the kids that have cell phones now, like, that don't they don't understand that they're on a freaking plan and, like, you can't just take a phone and use it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm giving kids too much credit.
Oh, you definitely are.
So.
It's a shame 3DSs don't have GPS.
Do you know that pisses me off so bad? That. When I read that, I just wanted to freaking.
Here's what's up, guys.
Bill's
Here
3DS
is
got
what's up.
Stolen.
Bill's 3DS got stolen while he was at work. So, everybody, get on Amazon. clear your cookies, order some shit,
yeah,
so we can get enough money for Bill to get a new 3DS.
Yeah.
Or if you're feeling super generous, you can secretly buy Bill a 3DS and just have one shipped to his house.
We are not trying to tell you
with
to buy 3DS for anybody.
All of the Pokemon X characters,
yeah,
collected.
If, no, I want to get them myself again.
Yeah.
If, it just disgusts me when I hear about people taking shit that isn't theirs. I freaking hate that. I just think that's disgusting.
And by the way, it was a 3DS XL, if you were wondering, not a regular 3DS.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get on Amazon and you know, buy stuff.
And get Bill a new copy of Pokemon and Animal Crossing while you're at it.
You don't have
did
to
Animal
buy.
Did Animal Crossing get taken too?
No, I
did you ever find that?
Yeah, yeah. Found it.
Oh, nice.
He did find it.
And you don't have a DS to play it on.
He has mine.
How much do DS's cost?
Close to $200.
Yeah. Really?
The XLs, yeah.
I'm considering the 2DS, though.
I like those, except for the fact that you can't close them.
That's my problem, too. But they're cheaper, and yeah, like they feel really good in your hands. Like they're very nice.
Are they boob form? I mean, like booby.
Yeah, they feel just like they feel bags like of sand.
I was hoping you were gonna say that. Love that movie.
Yeah. I
love
dude, you.
Dude.
What are you talking
December
about?
December 20th, Anchorman 2.
Anchorman.
Did you know that AJ actually tattooed a guy who was an extra in that movie?
That's awesome. AJ's tattooed everybody. He used to get drunk in Phoenix and hang out with Chester from Linkin Park before he was famous.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
He hung out with that cat guy, too. The guy that, like, thinks he's a tiger.
Oh, God. Didn't he think he was a lizard before that or something?
I think, yeah, he has scales tattooed on some of his body before he decided to be a cat.
Sure.
Whatever. I'm an animal.
I know I'm an animal.
I eat meat. I have pointy teeth.
Those people are freaking weird. I mean, I like the whole body modification genre and all that crap, but I mean, people take it
a little too far.
They're
trying to pass more laws, too. I forget where.
Oh, that was in Arkansas. There was a legislator who was trying to, like, there was all this, this is actually really funny that you brought this up. There was all these things going around the internet saying about, oh, I can't believe this fucking bitch is trying to fucking limit blah, blah, blah. But it turns out, like, she actually has stretch lobes and multiple piercings, like this woman who's trying to pass the law. And all that the law did was it actually benefited the body modification industry in Arkansas.
Yeah,
it,
I'm sure.
It wasn't what everybody was getting all up in arms about.
Like they had to wait like 24 hours before.
I don't think there was actually anything like that.
Let's look it up.
I posted the actual real article, but it was funny because my cousin posted a link to like the article that everybody you're supposed to get mad about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she posts this link to it, and then like my aunts are like commenting like, "Oh, the government's taking away all of our rights, and what are they gonna do next?" and all this shit. And like I commented and I had a link to the actual real article about what the girl did. And I was like, before all you non-tattooed fucking people like get all fucking crazy about this shit, maybe you should read the real fucking article. And I posted it and my cousin was like, yeah, but still. I'm like, but still what? The only thing that they have outlawed is subdermal implants. And nobody really does that down there anyway. So
I think in general, that's not really many people do that.
Right.
I mean, so, like a lot of people do it, but like as a whole of the body modification community.
Right. It's, basically, they were, I think what the article said was they were voting to actually add scarification to something that's
I remember that.
Part of the body modification. Like it wasn't something that was limiting what they're allowed to do. It was helpful. It was helping. Mm-hmm. It wasn't hurting. And, like, people
they
are getting
argued
all...
argued in favor of the proposal of pointing to an increased risk of infection.
It just, basically...
through the scarification.
It just was funny to me that people who weren't even tattooed and didn't even have freaking anything to do with anything
I know, right?
were getting all crazy. Like, the government's taking away my rights
well,
to do whatever I want!
It's Obama's fault.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama!
Oh god! Okay, yeah, it's so yeah. I had to set them all straight.
Seriously,
sorry guys. I am fucking tattooed and modified, and I'm not pissed about it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if if it's not something you're interested in,
why do you, have an opinion on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you don't get to have an opinion.
Yeah. I just, honestly, I've been thinking a lot about the internet in general and how it honestly, I'm not saying the internet's a bad thing. That's not what I'm trying to convey. I get on Facebook and I look at all the pictures people post and all the headlines that people are posting and all the things that everyone's getting all up in arms about. And mm-hmm. it just, like, I see all this shit from PETA and all these dead dogs everywhere and people posting.
That's nothing
like,
new.
Like, all this shit. And it just fucking, nice. It's like, you know what? This shit has been going on for way longer than we've been born. Mm-hmm. It's just now we're hearing everything because we have an outlet that mm-hmm. we can see everything.
Yeah.
Like, people are making it seem like with the whole kidnapping thing in general. Like, back when we were young, we were told not to talk to strangers, but we were allowed to run rampant throughout our fucking neighborhoods.
I never knew anyone who was, like, abducted.
Right.
No, not to say that it doesn't happen, because it fucking does.
But it happened back then, too.
Yeah.
But people nowadays are like, they don't let their kids fucking do anything for themselves. They don't let them go outside and play. They don't let them go freaking just explore and be fucking kids, because mm-hmm. they're so, like, oh my God, they're going to get fucking kidnapped. You know what? They're not any more likely to get kidnapped nowadays than they were back then. In fact, probably less.
And they've shown that, like, I think the majority of the time, I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but kidnapping happens with, like, in a circle
in a family.
Like, familiarity.
Like, a lot of times it's somebody that they know.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is, like, in general, like, we hear and we see so much more stuff than we ever would have before the internet was actually made. So, like, we get angry about stuff. And, like, we have all these opinions on everything. And I just think it fucking... I just think it makes things worse, honestly, like, most of the time.
Seriously, people that post a lot of, like, propaganda, like, anyone who posts, like, animal abuse stories, I automatically just fucking unfriend them. I'm like,
I do too.
I know this shit happens. I'm not ignorant. I'm not unaware. Yeah. And I do my part, you know, to the extent that I can. I don't need to see this shit.
I hear enough about it at work that I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I have an opinion on the whole internet thing. How it's... Yes, I think it's kind of good for us, and I think that people should be aware of stuff, but...
I like to play a fun game when people are posting things. Especially, like, my family members that I can't really unfriend.
That's how I am.
I can't unfriend you, so your shit keeps coming up. They'll post something. They'll post an article about something. Like, the one was, like, aluminum or something in your antidepressant can cause da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's actually been bounced around for a while.
Yes.
I'm not sure how true it is.
So what I did was I went and I was like, I found... She's like...
Snopes! Go to Snopes!
She's like, I'm so worried about this. So I Google searched, like, is this true? And I found an article that it's only kind of true.
Yeah. It's very inconclusive.
Very minuscule amount of true. And so... I commented on the, and I put a link, and I keep doing that to people. They're just like, oh, all right, well, thanks.
Yeah, that's what I did with my cousin, with the whole freaking Arkansas lady. Yeah. I'm like,
before you get pissed off,
maybe,
read more than one story.
Maybe don't get your information from Facebook.
Or from Fox News.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like, Facebook is not a reliable source.
No. I don't know.
I read this thing on Facebook. I read this thing on Pinterest.
It just makes everybody... The internet has done nothing but make everybody think that they're a lot smarter than they are. Because they're learning
shit
that wasn't true. I don't know.
But seriously, if you ever get up in arms about something, just do a Google search. Go to Snopes.
Yeah, Snopes is great.
Snopes is great.
Double check that shit before you get all your anger. Like...
Before you get your panties in a bunch. Freaking damn internet.
We're all old people.
These
newfangled internet.
These internets.
It's a series of tubes. Which, by the way,
is that a family friendly on parents?
I don't even.
That was a dude. Some senator.
It's so old I can't even remember. Right. Which, P.S. Bill, how much did you like the title of 2 weeks ago's episode?
Yeah, I was like, Dude, are you serious? You did the magnets. That's awesome. When I read that, I just started laughing. It's so great.
I was hoping you would get it and you'd like it.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
There's a famous line from Insane Clown Posse to tie back into Serving Ice. There's a line from, like, one of their, air quotes, songs. It's like, fucking magnets. How do they work?
Yeah, the song's called Miracles, and it's all about, because this is when they came out as Christians.
They're Christians?
Yes.
Yep, they're Christians.
They've been Christian the whole time.
I know, right?
It's, they're pulling a long con, seriously.
Yeah. They talk about all this stuff, and if you listen to the music, the only people who they actually kill in the music is bad people, apparently, like rednecks and stuff.
like rednecks are poop. Bad.
Basically, like, the whole thing has been a joke, but anyway, like, the song Miracles is all about, like, how everything around you is a miracle, and, like, how God created the world to be a miracle. One of the lines is, magnets, how do they work?
And they're, like, questioning scientists. They're like, scientists are wrong. It's all about miracles.
Tide comes in, tide goes out. You can't explain that.
Okay,
so this just makes me hate ICP even more.
It should.
Seriously, dude.
Yeah.
It's all about an ironic love.
Though. Oh, like, no. You don't ironically like anything. Like, that's not even...
Sure.
No, come on. Seriously, like, why does the word irony even have to be in there? Like, how do you ironically like something? Either you fucking like it or you don't.
It's fun to pretend to like things that are terrible. Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Is that really the definition of irony, though?
No.
That's the definition of ironically liking something. Like, I hate this thing, but I'm going to pretend that
I
like it.
So you're fake liking it. You're not ironically liking it.
Which is how I feel about, like, Alex Jones would be a good
And person. It's just to press buttons on other people. Like whether it's people who genuinely like it or people who genuinely hate it, you're just kind of that middle ground, like, I'm a troll. Yeah. Here's what's up.
Yeah.
Troll-lo-lo-lo.
Lo-lo-lo-lo. All right. We've hit the hour mark. I'm done. It's fucking hot in here, man.
Yeah. It is really hot in here.
We're not going to take off all our clothes.
It's like a fucking sauna in here. What are you guys doing?
There's no heat in this room.
How is there no heat in this room?
There's no heat in this room.
I guess there's just a lot of hot air blowing around.
It's a small room and there's four people in it. That's
yeah, but it was hot when we walked in here, though.
Yeah.
Well, there is a heater in the... there's one in the bathroom, one in the hallway, and one in our bedroom.
Wow.
And that enough heats the entire upstairs.
That's a lot of
heat. Let's just say bye and cut that shit out.
All right, yeah. Nobody needs to know about the heat of our house.
Thermodynamics.
Okay, guys.
Now we gotta keep it.
Now we have to keep it.
Why do you people listen? You love it. I'm out.
All right, we're leaving. Bye.